Snow glittered on the pavements and alleys of the city. Icicles drooped from the eaves of farmhouses. Brightly colored lights shone in the bay windows of upscale suburban domiciles. Everywhere, children slept fitfully, dreaming of radio-controlled vehicles, dolls that wet themselves, and all manner of death-dealing action figures. Frightening fat men with bad teeth earned extra pay as Santa Clauses at countless strip malls, leering at the pretty young sales clerks, watching their moods get blacker and blacker the deeper into the season they got. Novelty songs about flesh-eating reindeer flooded radios everywhere. And of course, there was the usual grousing, or kvetching if you will, about the lack of attention paid to Hanukkah. Yes, it truly is Christmas, thought Jerry the Christmas Snail. And doesn't it bite? Jerry the Christmas Snail was not exactly the most upbeat of Christmas mascots. Sure, he was special when compared to the other snails he knew. Instead of a bland beige-colored shell, his shell was a dazzling curlicue in red and green, culminating in a beautiful silver star in the center of each side. His protruding, bulging eyes each shone like a grandmother's ornament, one red and one green. They rested on stalks striped like candy canes. The trail of slime he left in his path glittered night and day with hints of garland and tinsel. One look at Jerry and it was obvious that his mission was a very important one indeed. Nevertheless, Jerry felt unfulfilled. He began to fall into despair. Try as he might to spread the message of joy and peace at Christmas time, nobody but other snails seemed to care. Jerry guessed that they couldn't cope with the idea that the one telling them to keep the spirit of giving all year round was born without a spine, or any kind of skeletal structure for that matter. Let's face it, when you've got reindeer, elves, little drummer boys, and a jolly fat man to listen to, who cares what an invertebrate has to say? I've never been my own person, Jerry the Christmas Snail thought to himself. I've never just been Jerry. Indeed, Jerry had been groomed to be the Christmas Snail since his birth. His father, Richard, the former Christmas Snail, had gone to great lengths to impress upon Jerry the importance of his heritage before he disappeared. Some said he had left the family to pursue a journey to the East with a secret society. Others whispered that he had run across some angry Frenchman with a penchant for escargot. Regardless of his father's fate, Jerry had no choice but to take up the mantle. For hundreds of generations, their family had produced the Christmas Snail, and Jerry was the last of his line. The Christmas Snails had never been prodigious breeders. After all, it took a special kind of snail to be Mrs. Christmas Snail, and there never was much time, what with doing whatever it was he was supposed to be doing. Jerry knew he held a coveted position among snails. Jerry saw the way they deferred to him. He knew he intimidated them without even wanting or trying to. What the other snails don't realize, Jerry thought, is that in the grand scheme of things, being the most important snail in the world isn't really that big a deal, because no matter what, you're still a snail. Beautifully decorated and very important snail, but a snail nonetheless. Jerry felt there had to be something else. Something that would make him rise above it all. Something that was his, not something that was merely the result of an accident of legacy. He wanted something that made him important not only to snails, but would make him go beyond his existence as a mere snail with tinsel. But how does one transcend one's snailness? Jerry had pondered that question for quite some time. Finally, he decided the only way he could do that would be to walk, or ooze rather, the one road he knew. Christmas.